Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, June 12th and Sunday, June 13th. Your weekend weather forecast looks a tiny bit cooler than the last few days, with no chance for rain. According to the National Weather Service, it is predicted to be sunny with a high near 88 degrees on Saturday in the Cedar Rapids area. On Sunday, it is predicted to be sunny again, with a high back up near 93 degrees. Governor Kim Reynolds stepped up her criticism Friday of the Biden administration's lack of transparency for flying 19 refugee children into the state to be transported to sponsor families without notifying her or other Iowa officials. The governor, speaking to a People's Press Conference talk radio show hosted by former GOP state legislator Jeff Angelo, said she was upset and dismayed that the federal government on multiple occasions denied that a transport had taken place before later admitting to it. Reynolds told the radio audience that potentially two children of the 19 actually stayed in Iowa, while the rest were moved to sponsors in other states. This was after she joined several other Republican governors in refusing to take refugees from the border at all. Reynolds said the Biden administration lying about the refugees just proved that its final goal is ignoring the border crisis and letting illegal immigrants stream into the country. Inmates at the Linn County Correctional Center no longer will be able to receive family and friends for face-to-face visits. The county implemented video visitation in February after ending in-person visits last year because of the risk of transmitting COVID-19. Sheriff Brian Gardner said the jail has long intended to permanently move to video visits instead of in-person visits, but the pandemic sped up the process. The Johnson County Jail in Iowa City hasn't allowed face-to-face visits for at least 5 years, instead using video visits with guests either coming to the jail lobby or making a video call from home. Prisoner advocates criticized the decision, saying that a Zoom call is not the same as an in-person visit. Former Vice President Mike Pence is headlining Representative Randy Feenstra's inaugural Feenstra Family Picnic next month in Northwest Iowa. The campaign event will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. July 16th at the Dean Classic Car Museum in Sioux Center. Vice President Pence has been a champion for conservative values and protecting innocent life throughout his public service, Feenstra said in a statement Friday. The picnic is Feenstra's answer to former Representative Steve King's annual pheasant hunts in Akron, which were sometimes attended by notable conservative figures. It is also similar to Senator Joni Ernst's motorcycle ride across the state. Pence, who was governor of Indiana before he became Donald Trump's vice president, has been considered a possible presidential contender in 2024. The Iowa Ideas 2021 virtual conference will be here before you know it, and we would like you to be our guest on the house. The Gazette is providing free access to this two-day gathering with more than 50 sessions filled with thought-provoking local and national speakers, all ready to engage you on a variety of important and timely Iowa issues. Join us October 14th and 15th for this can't-miss idea exchange experience. Learn more and register for the event at iowaideas.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. Stay cool and hydrated.